l'avenir avec l'expression « going to ». Nous avons aussi retenu quelques mots relatifs à l'agriculture. À la prochaine! Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site Internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe « to be » au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe « être », avec la contraction. Par exemple, « What is his name ?» Littéralement, « Quel est son nom ?» Comment s'appelle-t-il ? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le « is » et vous entendrez un « s » à sa place, un sifflement. « What's his name ?»
« What's his name ?»
« What's her name ?» pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ».« He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il. « He is from » c'est-à-dire littéralement « il est des États-Unis »,« il vient des États-Unis ». Contraction du verbe conjugué « is », vous n'entendrez que le « s ». « He's from the US ».« She's from the US ». Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent « bonjour ». Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Au cours de la prochaine leçon English USA, Martin Lerner va voir une famille de fermiers et parler des différents membres de la famille. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à poser des questions sur la famille de quelqu'un et à répondre à des questions sur votre propre famille. English USA vous parvient en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Voici la famille. Your parents, vos parents. Your father, votre père. Your mother, votre mère. Your wife, votre femme. Your husband, votre mari. My husband, mon mari. My wife, ma femme. Your brothers and sisters, vos frères et sœurs. Children, des enfants. We have two children, a boy and a girl. Nous avons deux enfants, un garçon et une fille. Recommençons rapidement. Your parents, vos parents. Your father, votre père. Your mother, votre mère. Your husband, votre mari. Your wife, votre femme. Your brothers and sisters, vos frères et sœurs. Your children, vos enfants. We have two children, a boy and a girl. Nous avons deux enfants, un garçon et une fille.
Let's sit here, Mr. Lerner.
Please, call me Martin. May I ask some questions?
Of course.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I have a husband.
What is your husband's name?
Eric.
Eric, that's right. We've met. Do you have children?
Yes, we have two children.
Are they boys or girls?
We have one boy and one girl.
Wonderful. You have a son and a daughter. Are your mother and father living?
Yes, they are.
Do they live here?
No, they don't. They live in town.
Do you have a large farm?
Oh, yes. It's a very large farm.
And you have a very large house.
It's a wonderful house. The house is old. Here's Eric.
Hello, Martin?
That's right.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
We're talking about families.
I have a large family.
Are your parents living?
My mother is living. My father isn't living.
Where does your mother live?
She lives in California.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers and two sisters.
Where do they live?
Two brothers live in town. One lives on a farm.
What do they do? One is a farmer?
That's right. Two brothers have businesses in town.
Lisa, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
Where does she live?
She lives in Texas.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
What does she do?
She's in the army.
Are your sisters married, Eric?
One sister lives in Montana. She's married to a rancher. One lives in California. My mother lives with this sister.
What does this sister do?
She has a business.
She's a photographer.
That's interesting.
On aime bien apprendre des détails sur la famille de quelqu'un. Écoutez bien ses questions et ses réponses à propos d'une famille. On peut répondre par « yes », « oui » ou par « no », « non ». Et en répétant le mot d'interrogation « do ». Par exemple, « Do you have a family ?»« Yes, I do ». No, I don't. Écoutez bien le dialogue.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
Do you have children?
Yes, we do.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
Are your parents living?
Yes, they are.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions vous concernant et concernant votre famille? Par exemple, do you have a family? Est-ce que vous avez une famille? Do you have children? Est-ce que vous avez des enfants? Do you have brothers and sisters? Est-ce que vous avez des frères et des sœurs? Are your parents living? Est-ce que vos parents sont en vie? Vos parents sont-ils vivants?
Do you have a family? Do you have children? Do you have brothers and sisters? Are your parents living?
Durant cette petite révision, vous allez apprendre à répondre à des questions pratiques et ordinaires concernant la famille. Première question. Do you have a family? Avez-vous une famille? Vous pouvez répondre Yes, I do. À ce moment-là, on peut continuer et vous demander un peu plus de détails. Do you have a large family? Avez-vous une grande famille? Présentation de famille. Voilà, vous êtes là avec votre famille, vous rencontrez quelqu'un et vous allez présenter votre famille. This is my family. This is my mother. This is my father. This is my wife. Ou bien, this is my husband. This is my son. This is my daughter. These are my children. This is my brother. This is my sister. These are my brothers and sisters. This is my grandfather. This is my grandmother. This is my uncle. This is my aunt. Reprenons très rapidement. This is my family. This is my mother. This is my father. This is my husband. This is my son. This is my daughter. These are my children. This is my brother. This is my sister. These are my brothers and sisters. This is my grandfather. This is my grandmother. This is my uncle. Prochaine question. Are you married? Are you married? Question à laquelle vous pouvez répondre Yes, I am. Ou bien No, I am not. Are you married? Yes, I'm married. Do you have children? Avez-vous des enfants? Yes, I have a child. Pour un seul enfant, ou bien Yes, I have two children, three children, four children, etc. si vous avez plus de 4 enfants. Vous avez appris à répondre à de simples questions concernant votre famille. Do you have a family? Are you married? Do you have children? Exercez-vous en famille et avec vos amis. C'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver la semaine prochaine. Bienvenue. Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a guest with me today.
Je suis Daniel Grafton. Bienvenue, Michelle, aussi.
Enchantée. Oui. Welcome. We're happy to have you, Dan.
Merci.
And we are going to look at how words can be changed either by putting a prefix, that means a few words
or
in front.
Or a suffix.
Or a suffix, words, a few letters after a word.
I learned that when I was in grade school.
Oh, good for you.
Prefix and suffix.
Right, so prefix is a few letters before a word, and suffix is a few letters after a word.
Yeah, right.
And these suffix and prefix add meaning to words, right, Dan?
They do, yes.
And it can change everything.
And they make
everything.
The words move, too.
Oh, move, dynamic.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're about.
You can change a noun into a verb.
Right.
Suffix.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, that's a bit complicated, but
like run and running.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to look at...
We won't do that. No.
We're not doing that one right now.
Okay.
But we're going to look at prefixes that all of you have heard, I'm sure. So the first one we've chosen is anti. Anti or anti.
Right.
How do you say that? Anti, anti.
Either one is okay.
Either one is okay, says Dan. I agree with that. I like that.
Okay.
Either one is okay. So, anti is against or opposite something, right?
Usually against anything.
Against anything and everything.
Yeah. Anything you're against, you're anti.
Okay, so, hey, are you anti-Michelle?
No.
I hope not.
No, I am.
And you're not anti-English, Anglais télé listeners.
No.
Okay.
I'm not anti-French.
I think the opposite is pro, right?
Yeah, pro, right.
Okay, but we'll get to pro. Let's look at anti. So, if you're depressed, what would you take? Something to do the opposite.
An antidepressant.
Antidepressant. If you're having an allergic reaction, we're looking at common ones here, and I'm sneezing and coughing. The common.
Well, then you're taking antihistamine.
Antihistamine. So I think you guys have heard of those. What about being anti a particular person or a particular policy or...
We can be anti-politics, anti-government,
right.
Anti-party.
Anti-religion.
Anti-presidents, anti-Congress.
Remember people who were anti-Bush or...
Oh.
There are a lot of people anti-Obama right now.
And anti their own president of their own country.
Right. So anti, I think you got it anti, right?
Right.
Right. I'm not anti-Dan. I'm not.
Oh, no.
Okay. So next one that's fairly common is auto that we see in front of words.
Right.
And that means the self. Auto is reflexive. Reflective.
Okay.
Mustn't make it not a reflection. Auto, so...
It also can, you can also use it in automatic.
Right.
Which is something that happens without you doing anything.
Right. Okay.
Right?
And how about, do you want... Can I get your autograph?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Or I'm driving an automobile, so...
Well, some famous person would give you their autograph.
Oh, well, you're famous, Dan.
You go in the street and get the autograph.
As Voice of America, he's famous. Can I have your autograph?
Sure you can. There you go.
Okay, so autograph, automatic...
Automobile.
Automobile. Basically, it's the self in that process, right?
Right.
Something like that. How about buy? I've heard of that.
Buy. Means...
It means two.
It means two.
Right.
It
two
also means
things.
It also means two ideas.
Two ideas.
Okay. Two thoughts.
Activities.
Two thoughts, two ideas, two politics.
Like bipartisan. No. You know, you have the Republicans.
Bipolar.
Bipolar, when your head has kind of...
It's a person who is mean one minute and nice the next minute.
Right, and it's usually due to chemical
I'm
imbalance.
Sure you know people like that. It's not a good thing, but it happens.
And how do you, you know, bicycle.
So right,
that
bicycle.
One we know. Everyone knows bicycle. Bivalve, I think. Does that have to do with the heart?
It has to do with the heart. It also has to do with a fish.
Oh, yes. They
a
have
clam
these
or
two.
A clam or an oyster is a bivalve.
Right. They have these valves that
now.
Open on the side.
Right, on the side. And they let the water in and they let the
right.
oxygen out.
So I think we've understood
that's
bi
a bivalve
means two.
Right.
And it's happening at the same time.
Right.
With.
Right.
Okay. And so pro, it's kind of like the opposite of anti. It's pro.
Right.
To be pro.
To,
active,
to believe,
proactive.
To believe very much in something.
To believe. So let's say I'm proactive. I love this Anglais télé and I'm really proactive. And so is Dan. He puts in a lot. So, or to be, actually people cut it short and just say, I'm pro.
Right.
They just cut everything short.
But you can also, and kind of away from that, you can be a pro as part of professional.
Oh, that's true.
Let's not forget
that.
Now, don't
confuse the two,
no,
guys.
No, they're different. I
that's
just said,
very different.
We're
thank
away
you.
From that now.
Yeah, thanks so, a lot, Dan.
But it's important that they say, hey, I'm a pro, you know?
Right.
I really,
so
I'm the best
pro,
in what I do.
Right, so I'm a pro is
right.
different from, hey, I'm pro Bush, or
right.
I'm pro
Obama.
Obama, or...
Right. Right, totally different.
Okay, totally different.
But so one is about you, and one is about something else.
Right, so you see how
right?
confusing that could be for an
it
English
could be. That's
learner.
Why we're explaining it to all you people
right,
out
absolutely.
There.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to close this little chapter
right.
and get back to you in a minute. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Ici Washington, la voix de l'Amérique. Voici un éditorial reflétant le point de vue du gouvernement des États-Unis.
À l'époque, les terroristes avaient saisi des pans entiers de la Syrie et de l'Irak, a déclaré le secrétaire d'État américain John Kerry pendant une récente réunion interministérielle de la coalition. Ils avaient envahi et pillé de grandes villes, assassiné et réduit en esclavage des milliers de personnes, et avaient détruit des sites historiques et s'autoproclamé les leaders de tous les musulmans. Cette situation a changé. Depuis, ISIS, qui est aussi connu sous l'appellation de Daesh, a été chassé de près de la moitié du territoire qui était sous son contrôle en Irak et 20% de ses territoires en Syrie. Son leadership s'est dégradé et sa capacité militaire est diminuée. Au cours de l'année, le groupe a recruté moins de combattants étrangers. Les désertions ont augmenté et le nombre de combattants a diminué au moins trois fois. Maintenant, d'après le secrétaire d'État John Kerry, la coalition est fermement engagée à aider le gouvernement et les populations de l'Irak qui se préparent à extirper complètement Daesh de leur territoire afin d'aller de l'avant pour rétablir leur ville, reconstruire leur vie et construire une société inclusive et cohérente que les populations d'Irak veulent avoir. Daesh reste un danger et continue d'inspirer des partisans à perpétrer une horrible violence et la terreur sur des civils innocents dans les divers endroits à travers le monde. Pour le secrétaire d'État John Kerry, tout ce qu'ils font ne vont pas nous amener à renoncer à nos principes, nos croyances, parce qu'ils n'offrent aucune alternative. Il a ajouté, lorsque l'histoire va s'écrire, le monde va regarder en arrière et dire que Daesh n'offre rien d'autre que la souffrance cruelle qu'il provoque. Et chaque personne qui commet un meurtre ou un attentat suicide sous sa direction le fait de manière honteuse et vaine.
C'était un éditorial reflétant le point de vue du gouvernement des États-Unis.